get him out of here.
Yeah, there we go. James, go ahead. Get you one in there too.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
They don't count. He's white. He could do it better than us. It doesn't count.
It sounded country. What
you... Yeah, it did. Yeah, out of here. Of course.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, still running through Hobby Lobby with your motherfucking daddy. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and Swamp Johnson. TJ, would you like to explain that to the class?
Oh, no, I'm gonna keep that one to myself. Sometimes the class don't need to know what the fuck a Swamp Johnson is. I honestly wouldn't know if you didn't teach me this lingo. I'm wholesome over here.
I mean, you are the president of the Wholesome Black Man Association.
I really am.
Wow. See, I wasn't even lying. I didn't even make that up. That's true. Fact check. Well, this week we are discussing Game of Thrones, Season 5, Episode 7, The Gift, an air date of May 31st, 2015. Let me double check that air date because I feel like I didn't change it. Oh, no, I did. Okay, May 24th.
Huh? No, I'm confused. Didn't you say 31st or you say 24th?
Yeah, I did, but it's 24th.
Okay.
So I did change it. It says 24 in my note.
Okay.
It was written by Miguel Sapochnik and directed by written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss and directed by Miguel Sapochnik and had a rating of 5.4 million.
Yeah, that's a dip right there.
Big dip.
Because what was last week? 6 point something?
Worth it. Next week, I'll go back up, though, because this was a good episode.
Oh, next week's episode. Woo! Can't wait to watch that one.
Now, who wants to get started at Castle Black, where Sam seems to be losing a lot of stuff?
And gaining stuff.
No, he's lost a lot of things.
He gained some shit that we didn't know he had. That we talked about last week or a week before. Like we were talking about he did not have Dragonglass anymore, how he dropped it.
Yep.
And then somehow he comes up with a bunch of it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, is this the one he dropped or is this from like that bundle of weapons that they found? Because like he didn't have the whole bag of weapons, right?
It's got to be from that bundle of weapons.
Yeah, that they just brought back with them after the fight that they got into.
But, and I love how neither one of us remembered that he gave him that. Because we all talked about how he dropped the shit.
Nope. I do, like, all I remember about this is, like, John leaving and, like, the first time I watched it being like, this isn't good for Sam. Yikes.
With the music in the first scene, James, like, did you think something bad was going to happen? Like, I wrote that. I made note of that. That was, like, real ominous music. For what seems... what should be like a decent moment, like John going to Hardhome to fight?
Should it be? I mean, Alistair looks fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah, Alistair looks pissed. He is. Nice. But like the music was like you would have thought somebody was about to die.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on it.
Well, I mean, even so, like half of the people who, because what did I wrote down? Like John's leaving, right? Ollie looks pissed at him. Alistair looks pissed at him. He's taking everybody who supports him except for Sam with him. And he's leaving everyone who hates him at Castle Black together to talk about him behind his back. It seems like that music is pretty fitting because like this.
Be real. Like who would he take with him that hates him? Like he can't take Alistair. Somebody's got to stay there. Can't take Ollie. Like, what's Ollie gonna do?
You can't leave everybody there. You're gonna leave everybody there together. Everybody who hates you. You're gonna put everybody who hates you together in a room. Yep. And then you're gonna leave and come back.
But theoretically, you should be coming back with an army.
Theoretically.
Okay.
Like theoretically, you should be have more people with you coming back than that you're leaving there.
Okay. You're right, because you're only leaving like 25 people there,
Correct.
taking the other 25 with you.
Correct. And at this point, I'd probably rather have just like 10 wildlings than the 25 men at the wall at this point. Because we don't even know if these 25 can fight. We know one can decently.
One can take a hit at least.
Yeah, right. Sheesh.
But Sam's friend's leaving. He's on a mission. And turns out Sam's other friend is also on his way out the door. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately.
No, that's kind of rude. You say it like that.
I'm sorry. I love Eamon. This is rough. But it's actually really beautiful. Like, I love the way Eamon dies.
This moment, I ain't gonna lie, like
Death.
we watched the episode. I watched the episode on Tuesday. Wednesday we were supposed to pod. You couldn't because of your son's birthday, and I was like, "Yo, this is fitting."
What? Oh, yeah,
Yeah. I was like, damn, this is fitting. This kind of fits.
it
was the Dragon's Name Day.
Yeah. And I was like, and then Eamon was just
Calling out for
calling for Egg the whole entire time. So
Yeah, which I'm gonna start telling his teachers next year what Shireen said. AEG says egg because they insist on calling him Aegon, and I'm like, that's not it. They want to pronounce that A so bad. No, anyways, he's a 100-year-old man freezing to death, but at least it's like a peaceful death. How many people do we get to see die in their sleep? Huh?
yeah.
True. Especially in
Like,
Westeros.
exactly.
Yeah, in this world, like, nobody.
And he wants to get the baby south, or then they have already come. Which, like, he's just, oh, Sam. Egg. He dreamed he was old. Did anybody put that?
No.
Other quote. Oh, I did.
No, my quotes are from Sam.
My quote. Well, then I'll say it now then, because it's just so beautiful. I dreamed I was old. Like, that's how I want to go. That's how I want
Same.
to go. Yeah.
I love when like movies or shows like equate like old people to like babies almost like to the
Yeah, like
childhood.
after you lose, like.
That's why I love Benjamin Button so much. That's why I love that movie so much.
You love
Like,
that is surprising to me. I have learned something
why?
surprising here to see
Why is that
that
surprising? That's a fucking amazing movie.
because it's like based on like
I
actual
never.
literature, and like I know you're not into like actual literature, so I wouldn't expect you to also enjoy the
All
movie.
right, listen. I probably would be if I read, but the fact that I don't read put some literature like in a good way on a screen, I'm all for it.
Gosh, speaking of, did you see Sinners yet?
No.
So good.
I hate you.
I need to go
So
see it,
good.
man. Like I just ain't got the time, so maybe I'll
Too
go Sunday.
Eiffel Tower. So Sam has to speak for Maester Aemon. He gives a beautiful, beautiful eulogy. Just very eloquent. None of these other losers could have mustered that up.
Nope. Which is why some of it's my quotes.
And I will say that this is also the first gift that we see given in this episode is Aemon's death, because like what do the faceless men call death? The gift. Aemon's been given it.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say the first gift we got was Sam's ass beating, but
The gift of it. Well, I mean, Alistair does remind him that he's got less and less friends around here. Fewer and fewer. Sorry,
which
sir.
is what a dickhead.
Yeah,
You're losing all your friends, Pally.
all your friends are dead, and the one that's alive is gone.
These are your brothers. These are your brothers, by the way. These are the people that y'all were upset he left at Craster's. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway,
These ain't dumb.
it doesn't matter. These all.
Them motherfuckers is dead. Like.
The only reason these guys aren't dead is because they weren't there.
They're
Correct. So we didn't lead them at Craster's.
all also terrible, and we find that out because like two of them take the opportunity to be terrible because there's a woman here. Oh boy. Men, ominous music.
Well, I mean, they are all murderers,
Yes.
rapists, and thieves there, so.
And a vow is not going to change that. A
Nope,
man
nope.
is going to be a man. That's it. If that's who he is, promising to do something is not going to change him.
Yep.
Sam, I'm Jinch, how did you I yeah.
This is Sam's best moment.
He really
Know,
just
he had his Captain America moment.
he, that's what I could do this all day.
I can do this all day.
That's
I love
exactly what he did. It was great.
Until he couldn't.
Well, they were gone though, so
Yeah.
by then Ghost, like, he had backup. He
All
held
right, so
long enough for Ghost to get there.
how does number here's another question. Why did they not take Ghost with them? You would think John would want to take Ghost with them.
You would
Again,
think.
yeah, this motherfucker just be leaving Ghost anywhere. But because if I was John, that dog would be by my side no matter where I went.
I feel like he just doesn't want to risk him. He's like, I need you here.
Yeah, maybe, but like
Perhaps we saw the reason he left Ghost here.
that's like having a gun and being like, nah, I don't really don't want to run out of bullets. Let me just not load my gun.
What I'm saying, like, maybe he left Ghost for Sam.
Yeah, but you know,
Like,
it's
I
going to
just.
war with the empty clip, you know? Just makes no sense.
I
But
get
here's a question for you. Sam, like after this beatdown he takes, you know he's got a bad concussion. Like, does he turn into Antonio Brown?
it. Absolutely not.
Anyway, we need more men like Sam in this world. Absolutely and for sure.
Absolutely.
And Gilly scolds him, obviously, because like you could have gotten yourself fucking killed.
What a woman.
You're not a fighter.
What a woman. Like,
Don't.
imagine doing the right thing and still getting fucking fussed at. Like, what a woman.
Please, I am. Please stop attacking me. I've had it.
I ain't attacking
Stop.
you. I'm just saying in general. Like, this is, I'm just stereotyping, all right? You do it all the time for men. I can do it for women.
But the thing is when the stereotype is just like, bull's eye right in my face, what am I supposed to do? Anyways, he's not a fighter because he's a lover. And now Sam's got something else to lose.
Yay.
I'm gonna say my one Sam quote right now, though. Oh my.
What else do you say?
I mean, right? There's no words. There's no words. He waited a really long time for this. He killed a White Walker, a Finn. He took an ass whipping. He got you from your father's house to Castle Black.
He earned that.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He
He
earned
did.
that.
Granted, I don't necessarily like the situation that she came out of and then immediately had sex with Sam, but whatever. It's cute.
Huh?
I love him.
That's
What
from
do you mean? Explain.
that when you relationships that start under a
No, it's no.
traumatic experience don't last. That's from the movie Speed.
Well, yeah, but no, I don't necessarily mean that. I mean, like, just like the actual situation of her, like, almost being assaulted and then
Oh,
immediately.
and then
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like coming from Crasters, and I was like, that was like 6 years ago at this point. Like, let that shit go. Like, we're beyond that.
right?
You said what?
Maybe she'd be a little bit bigger,
Yeah,
like.
like baby Sam's full grown at this point. Like, we're past that.
Your garden.
You know, now that you mention it, that happens in a lot of TV and movies and
It
stuff.
does. It does.
Written by men. Yeah, it
Yeah.
does.
We gotta fact check that. Let's just not put that on men without being like
Your fact checking is gonna involve reading. Are you gonna fact check?
I said let's as a group. All right. We all know our strong points here as a group. So get the typing.
All I know is I have read a lot of fantasy this year.
Exactly. So get the reading.
The only fantasy where women are like continually assaulted and where like even the protagonists think about assaulting women happens in these here books. Because even Jamie is just like, oh, I could take that dagger from Brienne and put it in her womb. Why is that where your brain goes? I don't
That's
understand.
love, man. Don't loop us all into George R. R. Martin without doing some fact checking.
I
This is like when Michael Scott opened up the Michael Scott Paper Company and they were still getting Pam to make the copies. We still won't get you to read. Sorry.
gonna do the reading because I read.
I just saw I got the game up on here and there was a Scott's lawn repair commercial and what's his face, the redhead guy for the Wildlings.
Yeah,
Torment.
he was in that
Yeah, I saw that.
commercial,
I've
yeah.
seen that commercial.
Shorten those.
Seen that commercial.
Didn't he look like the same height as that guy who was like a regular height and he did not look like a giant?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just wait till we see Torment in like season 7. He's gonna look like a regular guy standing next to John. Like he might even be shorter than John at that point.
Anyways, mazel, Sam. Congratulations, you're a man now. I know that's right. And good on you, Gilly. I absolutely love too that they added in that. Am I hurting you? Because that's what you say to virgins. Anyways, anything else? I know this was a big moment for Sam. Ginge, did you want to send him like a little congratulations?
I put in here that he is the second best character in the show.
Behind Tyrion.
Yes.
And after this episode, Tyrion is still the first best.
Oh yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't think Tyrion's the best. I don't think Sam's second best, but yes, if you want to think that, fine. But yeah, after this episode, Tyrion's still got to be number one in your book.
In your eyes. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. All right. So that's it for Castle Black. Party. Welcome to Winter Hell. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Hot
Yeah.
pot point.
So things are rough for my sweet, sweet girl. My love. Reek. A
Yeah,
con
we got some reversing to do here because we poured one out for Reek.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah,
Bring it
he's
back.
back. Like, nah,
Yeah.
Reek's still Reek.
Because I have a very like I made a really interesting connection in this episode with like especially with the fact that like when Sansa found Theon, he was with the Hounds. Like the advice that the Hound gave Sansa when Joffrey made her go look at her father's head, he was just like, just do what he asks. The advice that Reek is basically giving Sansa, just do what he asks. Like,
The only difference is the Hound would have never fucking snitched on her.
no. He did stop her. He stopped her from killing Joffrey, though. So there was his, but
But
he.
that was more like for her protection, not her detriment.
Okay, but that's the thing is Reek also thinks he's protecting Sansa. That's what Reek thinks he's doing.
Nah, man.
It
He
don't
does
matter to
not. He
me.
does not. He
There
does
was a
not.
chance.
I'm
There was a
arguing that.
chance he was going up the steps, and I was like, "Oh, he actually gonna do it. All right, cool. Nope, done. I don't care. I don't care what anybody say."
I get it, but I'm saying like
No, that was not for protection.
Reek was trying to protect Sansa. He's like, because if you do this and it doesn't work out, because it won't, because I've seen things not work out. I've seen things go south for everyone, including me. Things will be worse when you get back here. Like, he really thinks he's protecting her from a much worse fate. He already told her things she thinks it can't get worse, and he's told her it can. He thinks he's protecting her.
No, I think he is just protecting himself, doing the right thing by his massa.
I mean, yes, all skin folk ain't kin folk. You're right. But he's true.
Correct. Like, yeah, this man, she.
But
Yo, speaking of kin folk and skin folk, all right.
Are you
So
about to make a black joke?
this is way off topic, y'all. It's way off topic. But Katie was telling me that there's a new trend on TikTok where people are trying to say that gingers should be in the same category as black people.
I sent that
And
video to y'all. I sent that to the group chat. It might
she
not
did.
have, but I
Did
sent
she?
the group chat where like gingers are black people.
Not I worked with a guy at Home Depot who had brown hair but a red beard, and he used to tell me that he was more of a minority than I was because he was redhead. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, there's less people with red hair
Correct, but your
than
skin
there's
is still
black
white,
people,
buddy.
but you're not a minority,
Yeah, your skin
like.
is still white. Sorry, buddy. You ain't green walking around here with red hair.
Oh shit. All right.
But nah, I ain't even gonna refer to him as fucking Theon. Reek
Yeah,
is
Reek.
protecting himself. Like, that's all he's doing in this moment because he is scared for his own livelihood and disobeying his master. So,
I agree.
If that's how you see it.
yeah, I see it as that.
But like I
And really, it pisses me off a little bit because, like, what the fuck do
same.
you got to live for anyway at this point, Reek?
Same.
Take one for the team. Like, you didn't made her whole entire family suffer up to this point. You might as well just take one for the team yourself and pay her back.
That's what
I'm saying is she has reminded him. She reminded him what he did to her family. You betrayed my family.
And then he just said, fuck
This.
you,
And
I'm
then
gonna go
he
and
just
betray you.
betrayed again.
So perhaps, like, maybe it looks like a betrayal, but for me, it looks like he's trying to protect
All
her.
right, listen,
Okay.
I'm gonna.
Much worse. Remember, he was on that hunt when they killed that other, when they hunted down that other girl and killed her. He was on that hunt. He's trying to avoid that happening to her.
All right, listen, I'm gonna set some ground rules here that you aren't gonna follow, and you ain't gonna like it. You're probably gonna cuss me out after I set these ground rules, but it's okay. I'm gonna say them anyway. If you're defending Theon's actions here, Reek's actions here, and saying he's protecting Sansa, you can't tell me that Sansa's had it worse than Arya when we come to the end of this shit bullshit.
I didn't say he's protecting Sansa. I said he thinks that what he's doing is for her protection. I said that his
Yo, God.
motive, I obviously what he's doing is stupid and it's not protecting her, but I'm saying his motive is that he's trying to protect
I hate you so much.
her up.
I
Okay,
hate you so
like the blonde that they
much.
chased through the fucking woods to
Oh my
the
God. I ain't saying that he's a murderer, but all I'm saying is that he murdered her. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? I'm not saying he's protected her. All I'm saying, he thinks he's protected her. Like,
like obviously what he did not end up protecting her,
what he
right?
did was fucking dumb.
However, I'm not saying it was smart. I'm saying I believe his motive was to protect her from a much worse fate. Like
Yo, I'm
her
gonna take one.
fingers flayed off.
I'm gonna take a page out of, our president's book and just tell you that you're wrong and have no facts to back it up.
I know, especially
I saw the White House tweet that we have no inflation in America. So I'm just gonna start saying shit I wanna say.
and that'll work too because, like, just like him, you don't read, you don't see the importance of the humanities, and your critical thinking skills are pretty low.
Okay,
So here we
to be fair, all right, see, you're 2 out of 3 of right. My critical thinking skills are very high, number one. Number two, I hated humanities in college. I don't see the importance of humanities. And then number three, I don't read. I read articles a lot. I read a lot of articles, though, like, to be fair.
I ask you a question. Do you know that? Do you know that movies are the humanities?
I
The television
we we
humanities.
say we say a million references on this. No. We say a million references on this podcast, and I don't get half of them. Shit, I don't get fucking,
Okay.
6/8 of them, a
But do
quarter,
you
three
watch
quarters
movies?
of them, whatever.
You are
Six
on a
eights.
podcast. You are on a podcast watching a TV show. Do you know that is the humanities?
Honestly, if they would have introduced humanities, if my humanities class was about watching TV, I would have been all for it.
My humanities class, I got to do a paper on Lovecraft Country.
Ah, lucky.
Manatees, I'm telling you. Anyways, we have once again gotten off topic. The point is, TJ and James are incapable of critical
That's why
thought.
you over there fucking choking, because you just about to say some bullshit.
Why you put my name into it?
Instant karma.
Right.
It's instant karma.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees.
Big Ben, like, I don't know what we're saying. Our goats, like, what are we doing?
Let's relax, because if anybody in this situation is Big Ben, it's Ramsey. Now.
Yo, when we restart this thing, don't call me back. I'm done. Y'all finish this one without me. Going to play GTA 5. Fuck y'all.
Anyway,
Not you, James. Talk to me when you're done with the podcast. Lauren, fuck you.
down, slum. Anyway, Sansa joins her husband and he takes her, just like her last betrothed did, to see her father's head. He takes her to see her messenger, flayed, except for her face. She died before he could get there. Imagine making it. Like, imagine still being alive when he starts flaying your face, though. Pretty sweet. Anyways,
Yeah, piece of shit, man. Like, what else can you say about
Sansa's had a lot of trouble with bastards. First Joffrey, now Ramsay. He's been legitimized by whom? Oh, another bastard? What the fuck does that mean to me?
Yeah, I don't.
I like when Sansa's backed into a corner, though, and like she can't, like she
Yeah,
tries to, like.
this new Sansa right here. Great.
And she also finds out, because she is the only Stark who has gone north but not been in search of Jon. Like, she's the only Stark who's gone north not after Jon. And then she finds out he's Lord Commander. I just want to remind you that, like, one man can be worth 10,000.
All right, James, let me ask you. When he says this, do you feel like that he kind of sees John as a threat at all? Or do you think he's using John's name? Like, because why else would he bring up John? Like, what's it matter?
I
What's
think
it matter
he's.
to Sansa?
Well, I think he just says it because I don't think he thinks him, John, is a threat yet. But I think he just like is doing everything he can to like kind of like give her hope so he can destroy it. So it's like, hey, you got you, your brother's still out there. He's Lord Commander. He's doing well. And she like kind of perked up.
Every time I hear him say that, I just keep thinking that Sansa's gonna be like, well, I really didn't like him anyway, so who cares?
Hard to find out your dad's just a man. Anyway, are we done? Who will save Sansa now? Brienne's gonna get another messenger in. How does she get out? Stannis has got to win, right?
Sure. We'll get to them in a minute.
Speaking of Stannis, the Iron Bank could have just given me that money if they wanted to throw it away. Because 40 horses died last night and 500 men just dipped.
How the fuck do you not notice 500 people leave?
When you have so many men, what's 500 sellswords?
Yo, we gotta stop throwing the word "mini" around, cause don't look like that many. Yo, we just be throwing that word around.
You're right. It doesn't look like that many, and it looks like they're all freezing to death.
But
So,
they are in a dire fucking situation.
looks like none of them knew how to start a fire.
Looks like you should probably start listening to Davos a little bit.
And just go winter at Castle Black. But who knows how long that's gonna last.
Not even that, man. Like, just wait on the wildlings to come back. Take them with you or some shit.
I mean, they can't, they're not going to be able to march after a certain point. Davos is right. But, like, if they go back, Stannis is right. You don't know how long winter's going to be.
Correct. Correct.
But, like, Stannis's pride is driving the boat here. Because he's like, listen, we're gonna win or we're gonna lose, and that's it. I know these are other people's lives. Whatever.
You gotta respect Stannis a little bit though, because he's remained true since fucking season one.
Yeah.
Like, the man ain't changed.
You hate, right. And you know what usually is what gets people killed in stories? A lack of growth. So, like, what are the odds that Stannis is going to grow enough between here and Winterfell? Because, like, he's got the men. Is he going to do it?
There, look, there's a proposition on the table that could help. James, what do you think?
I think that proposition, I was right. Because I called it way
You
back when
did.
they
You called it.
I said they're going to use her as a sacrifice or to motivate him to do
Do
it. And
you think he's gonna do it?
that is actually what I wrote too. Will he do it? He gave us that whole spiel about the doll and how he stopped the world to get his baby better. Does she mean more to him than that throne?
I don't think he does.
You don't think he'll do it?
Nope.
And do you think, okay, so you don't think he'll do it? Do you think maybe that's why he doesn't like if he doesn't win at Winterfell, that's why? Because he didn't do it?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. No. Unless like they burn her and then all of the ashes that are spread out on the ground after they burn her become more men, like kind of fucked. And like it don't matter what you do at this point. Like unless somehow you're gonna grow men out of her ashes. Like
I mean, they've definitely got more men than Winterfell's got.
do they?
I'm
Right?
sure they do.
I don't know, man. Like every This is why we gotta stop just throwing around these numbers, because we really don't know. Because like we be looking at these camps that look like less people that's in my house, and it ain't but three of us here. So like,
You're right.
we don't know, we don't know.
Well, Melisandre does talk about the vision they saw.
He ain't see shit.
He did.
Well, the vision you saw, like I saw myself walking on the battlements. I saw the fray banners falling, or the
Yeah,
flayed man.
he led her to see that stuff.
It's yo, the things us men will say to women, like
And so he was just like, yeah, I see it too.
yeah, I do this shit all the time to end the conversation. Oh. If I know it's gonna get me out of like a certain conversation, sure, like I'm with you.
That's tough.
I hate you, actually. I hate you. Anyway, just like, you just confirm. Like, just men. Blah.
Nah, man, like it's sometimes you gotta pick your battles. And Stannis was just picking his battle. Like she was like, "You see anything in the flames?" And he said, "Yeah, sure, I see something. It's just red as fuck in there. Boy is smoky. Boy is smoky in the flames. I do see that little shadow kid you made in there." But I do like Stannis' line to Davos though, where he tells him he can't be the king that ran.
True.
Like Stannis, again, Stannis has been the same since day one, but at least he knows like he has his pride on the line and he also has his reputation on the line. And he's not gonna run. Why run now?
I mean, good point. We've made it this far.
And really, if you survive Blackwater like he did, like you might as well just keep fighting because you're lucky to be alive anyway.
He really hasn't like won too much since he beat Renly.
So, look, sometimes the best wins aren't losing, like aren't dying. So like that man's
You're
winning, like
right.
he's still alive. He's made it this far.
You're absolutely right. But yeah, okay. Well, Jin says he's not going to do the thing. I guess we'll see. You look very firmly rooted in it. How, on
Yep.
a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you of what you're saying right now?
Nine.
You're a 9 that he's not going to do it.
Yep.
That he loves that little girl
Yep.
more than he wants to be the king.
Yep.
That story we got with the doll, like.
Yeah, it was. It was touching. It was the only time we've seen anything different from Stannis.
Now, does he tell his wife, James? Do you think he's gonna go to her and be like, I got this proposition.
I think,
What do you think? She said yes in a heartbeat, the way she's been treating the little girl.
I think Melisandre's already kind of like manipulated her into thinking, like, I think she's already been ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting because, yeah.
I think she all for it.
But she also did not want to bring her.
Until Melisandre said she needs to come.
Was it convincing or was it like a little bit of bullying?
But yeah, she didn't want to bring her in the same way my sister didn't want me following her around growing up, like my older sister. Same thing. It was in that way. Not like, oh my God, I gotta protect my baby. It's like, no, I don't want this little motherfucker with me. I gotta drag her around still.
You're right.
That's why she didn't want her to come.
We're gonna leave her locked in this room.
Yeah, like.
Okay. All right. Well, Stannis is waiting. Right. Ramsay. We'll see how that goes. If they even get there, because again, things are dire in the north. Winter is pretty much
Yeah.
here.
Yeah, winners.
Like, and these men do not look like they are well equipped to survive it.
And I'll be honest with you, like if I'm Stannis and somebody gives me the scouting report on Ramsay, like I'm probably gonna back out anyway. That might be that's when I go home. Like I ain't fighting this psycho. Like fuck that. That's when I turn around and go back.
All right. Oh, there is Davos too. Do you think he'll take this to Davos?
Absolutely not.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. They can't take it to Davos. They take it to Davos. Davos turns into a fucking mass murderer and ends Stannis anyway. He's the one that takes out the Stannis
Like, single-handedly, literally, because like he can't really grip a sword.
army. Yeah, single-handedly. Half-handedly.
Marcella said, attitude, and then walk off. Because what the fuck are you doing here? I'm happy. Do you see this brown boy that I'm kissing? I'm not going back to King's Landing.
And y'all sent me here in the first place. Like, what are we doing?
Right? I did remember when I was crying on that boat. You don't actually, because you were a prisoner of war at the time, but I was crying on a boat here. So, why are we here? Like, I can't tell you that we're here to so I can impress your mom. That would be weird, right?
That'd be very weird.
Yeah. But essentially, this scene is, I love him, Dad. Daddy, please don't. It wasn't his fault. He means so much to me. I know y'all don't know Run, Joey, Run. Whatever.
Must be literature.
It's
Must be the humanities.
not.
It's not. It is the humanities. It's a song. See, the humanities. Here we go. Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyways.
And love, can I hear his stuff that I don't understand? I've never understood this. Like the way they talk about the Lannisters, the way Oberyn talked about the Lannisters, right? And hating Lannisters and all this other stuff. Why is Bronn the one locked up and not Jaime?
Because Jaime's still a Lannister.
Yeah, you would think they'd lock that motherfucker up first.
No, I can't send you back where you tell your sister that I locked you up in here.
Who says we gotta send him back?
They're gonna send him back because Duran doesn't want war. He's already said that. That's why we're here in the first place.
Oh, okay. All right, let's think about this. Let's do some critical thinking here. All right.
We'll
Let's
think.
think critically. So Jamie's there on a secret mission that Cersei is not telling anybody about.
Right.
So Duran doesn't send Jamie back. How is it gonna start a war? I mean, Duran doesn't know that, obviously. I'm just saying in general, like you can keep him there. Nobody knows. And then the way Cersei ends up at the end of this episode, ain't nobody gonna know.
Doesn't know, but Duran doesn't know that nobody knows.
Correct. I'm just saying, like in general, like it really wouldn't start war.
Exactly. But you also said, why is Jamie not in a cell? And I said, because the
I'd lock that motherfucker up, man. Get him out of here.
say it. No, that's not how you say
Get him out of here.
it.
Thank you.
That's your
No, I'm almost done with Sopranos, by the way. I cannot wait. The last episode of Sopranos is my absolute favorite episode.
really.
Yeah, the way the series ends might be the best ending of all time. I'm in the minority of that, but
I've only watched it through the one time
oh
last year.
yeah, it cuts to black.
I know what it does.
Yeah, that's the
I knew
best.
that before I watched the whole thing.
I
Like,
love it.
yeah, I've known the gag for years. I spoil things for myself that I don't think I'll ever watch.
See,
Anyway.
I didn't know, so I was.
Did you watch it at the time? No, you didn't.
No, hell no, I was a
You're younger than
kid.
me. Never mind.
Yeah, like what is this? I ain't old like you.
Ouch. Hold on, let me turn up my ear horn.
Yeah, kick that thing up so you can hear.
Bronn has a lovely singing voice. I am tired of the Dornishman's wife. I'm tired. Let this be the last time we hear this song. Ginge, do you like it?
This was a stupid ass scene, and
Don't like that scene?
was
This scene says a lot.
this scene was the only purpose of the scene was so HBO could show some titties.
Which we appreciate in this case because they were
Like,
good
it was
set.
so dumb.
Anyway, no. You're looking at the titties and you got titty mirage or titty sized or whatever.
Wrong. Kidding.
You're a taken man now. You was feeling bad about seeing titties and it made you miss everything else that happened in the scene because you saw a very important thing in the scene.
We ain't seen nothing in this scene. We said some
What?
titties.
We saw the long kiss goodnight, or whatever the fuck they call it.
Close enough.
What is it?
A long farewell.
Yeah, the long farewell, long kiss goodnight, whatever.
We saw the long farewell at work. The poison that she put on. I mean, I remember the mountain.
Here we go. This is where it gets important, because like remember the shape that the mountain was in. After he got stabbed by a certain blade.
I'm just
Yeah,
saying.
but she gave him the antidote.
Yeah, she gave him the antidote.
Yeah, but we see like what happened.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of disappointed now that they didn't make the mountain start bleeding out of his fucking nose randomly, but it's whatever. It's neither here nor there.
Well, I didn't
But
really because
yeah.
he's under, like last time we saw him, he was under a sheet.
Yeah.
Dead? Question mark. Was that
And
just
really, the farewell might be a little longer on a guy that big.
right? Because the farewell lasts how long it lasts. It takes how long it takes.
Yeah, important scene. Remember that.
The long.
Remember that.
Oh, I'm gonna remember it.
I see why, you know. He's like,
But
I ain't never forgot that one out of the
like,
show.
dumb.
Nah. It makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, it's gonna make sense. It's all gonna come back. It's all gonna come around.
It's okay. Could it have been accomplished without the boobs?
No.
Like,
Definitely not.
what is the part that really makes it dumb for you?
Just that whole interaction. Oh, you don't think I'm the prettiest girl in the world?
Okay, so it's the interaction.
Yeah,
but
but
that's her.
they could have done a different No, they could have done it way different without having to show, without having to have pointless, stupid, like it was dumb. Do it a different way.
Okay, so you're.
They introduced her personality. That's how she is. And like we see it because her sister's like, here this motherfucker goes again.
That is what Lauren calls man writing.
I think a female wrote that part.
Absolutely not. I told you who this episode was written by, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
His wife's input there.
Okay. Anyways, she also was wearing like one of those like modesty like nude things when they like cut away. You could just see the top of it. But we still got boobs. So DJ's happy.
I wouldn't say I'm happy. I'm just not complaining. It's neither here nor there. I'm not gonna complain about it though.
Are we done in Dorne?
I think so.
Jen, you look relieved.
Why did she spare him though?
Because he folded.
You said what?
He folded.
Oh my God,
Oh,
she
you
could have
think
just
I'm pretty? Here you
she still could
go.
have let him die. But like mistake? Question mark, James?
Is it a mistake? Question mark? No.
Nah.
Is he gonna get to smash?
Yeah.
All right. There it is. We will definitely put a pin in that for
Yeah,
sure.
let's put a put on that. Let's circle back to that.
All right then, Marine, the fighting pits are open. Oh boy, this is gonna go well. First, we have to have a slave auction. That was fun.
I love the scene.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love a slave auction. Yeah.
I love a slave auction when we're in the driver's seat. I was happy. Every time I see this scene, I feel my ancestors smiling down on us. We've made it. How the turntables. Love the scene.
I love you, TJ. You're fantastic.
Y'all are laughing, and I'm sitting here just as serious as can be. This is the one time in my life where I'm not joking. I stood up in my living room and slow clapped, and a single tear fell from my eye. Anyway, back to the scene.
Back to the scene.
Back to having all the control over the whites.
And why him lying about Jor's accomplishments has everything to do with like why white people can't usually tell how old black people are. It has everything to do with slavery, actually. And so anyway, he gets up there and embellishes about Jorah's flaming sword. Huh? Really? Jorah with the flaming sword?
Yep. He
So,
did
to be fair, he's talking about somebody out there.
it. He is.
Like we've heard about flaming swords before in Westeros. Like you might just
Yep.
look.
He's talking about Thoros of Myr.
He's talking about he just got his literature mixed up. Mr. Echo there is not that much into humanities.
Right. And then Jorah also defeated Khal Drogo full-handedly. Yeah, that also happened. We saw that.
The way he interpreted the book, just it didn't hit the same. Like he just had a couple things wrong in it.
All right. And then here's the kicker, is he sold himself into slavery.
That's kind of true.
Okay. All right. You should get a job in this presidential administration on their spin team. Like, you should be the press secretary and just go in there and be like, oh, that's not true. No.
No, I'm gonna say it is true. I'm a back at him. Jorah did kind of sell himself into slavery.
Did he sold himself? He sold himself. into slavery.
He got some money out of it. The man flipped him a nickel.
Okay, Kanye. Well,
Please don't compare me to Kanye. 6 months ago, I'd be okay with it, but now.
he's been sold for 20 gold honors, a new currency. But wait, wait. He comes with an accessory. How about his trusty sidekick? Because I also fight. They know me in these streets. Watch this.
He
I mean,
does.
business was stood on.
Sometimes you got to pop out, you know?
Don't test a tiny man.
There's some
They will pop
hidden.
out, show you.
Yeah, pretty much. We've seen it.
Anyway, it worked. He is also bought for a price, a human being, because he's funny. Not actually because he beat the other guy up, but because it was a cute LOL. Come on, come too, friend. Anything else for this part for your slave auction?
Once again, proud. I feel like I should have wrote a speech for this m moment. First of all, I like to thank God. With
What?
him, anything's possible. Even us being at the forefront.
White slavery. Right, well, Danny and Dario, as Danny's about to enter into her lavender marriage, he thinks the killing has stopped because the leader of the Sons of the Harpy is about to be the king. Is that what you think, Ginge?
Makes sense to me.
He did look really excited watching those fights. Like, he was really into those.
Makes sense to me.
I mean,
Because he's the one pleading every single episode. Traditions, though. They won't listen if you don't do the traditions.
remember, we said it. Like she's with the Harpy now.
but I mean, Dario is also just jealous.
I don't think so.
He's very jealous.
Why? Like you laying in her bed. You got it, man.
He
You really got the best part of it. You ain't even gotta
says
get married to her.
that.
Like at this point, you won.
Wants to marry her. I was like, why would I marry you when the dick is free?
Like Dario won.
She doesn't really want Afro. Come on, man. Wow. By the way, men, ominous music. TJ, the best part of her. I didn't miss that. I did not miss that. I did not miss that. I will cuss you out.
We ain't gotta wait till after we're done. Like you guys will be out on wax all the time. Like what's new?
Because there's going to be some threats to pull up to your house and key your car, maybe.
Again, your kids done threatened me on wax. Like I've threatened your kids on wax.
Yeah. So the fighting pits are open. Tryouts are a bitch, apparently. Yikes. This is the audition to get in. And Jorah's not chosen, but once he hears that the queen is there, it's time to
He
use it all.
about that business. Everything that they said about him became true.
Yeah.
He walked out, and Danny's like, Like, at what point do you think she was just like, oh shit, that's him?
Moment he walked out, the man ain't changed his clothes in fucking five seasons. Like the moment he walked out, she saw it in rags and was like, okay, I know who that is. Now my question is.
I think she, like, at first, she was, it almost looked like a sigh of relief that she saw Jorah alive.
All right, so here's the
And
thing.
then immediately was like, get out of my face.
It did look like a sigh of relief that she saw him alive. Like she
Also,
was happy about it. Then she sticks around to watch. Like I'm gonna watch him win because I'm rooting for this man. And then he wins, and then it's Like, she just sits on
Oh, there was a certain point when he was fighting too, where she was like, "Ooh," there was a little like, okay." But then, yeah, he won, and please get the fuck out of my face. I said, "Don't come back here." Did you miss that?
See, women. Ominous music.
You send me an I miss you text message on Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna just be like, yeah, come over. Go to hell. Get out. I said, don't come back here. You're lucky.
See, that's you can't just go to hell after that. Like, if you send a text message that said, I miss you on Thanksgiving, and she says, go to hell, you have to respond back with, can I at least get a plate?
Like, yes, I'll bring it over after I, well, no. After I spray Clorox bleach in it. But whatever. I'm gonna poison you.
Women, ominous music.
No, Lauren.
That.
anyways. Yeah, leave. Bye. Now what? Like, I've got a present for you though. I brought you a gift. Ta-da.
Is this a match made in heaven, James?
Yep.
Does Tyrion advocate for him?
I'm gonna say yeah.
See, if I'm Tyrion, I'd have made it there now. I'd be like, look, we can keep him or we ain't got to. Like, it don't really matter to me what you want to do, but at least keep me. At this point, he's the bonus prize now.
You're right. You're right. He's the accessory.
Yeah, he's the accessory now. Like, we can keep him. We ain't got to keep him. Like, don't matter to me. He's a cheap belt. Like, I can always use a belt, but I can go get another one of those.
I like that. You're right. This is not Gucci.
Yeah, this ain't a Gucci belt.
All right. Well, so do you think it's gonna work? Like, she's gonna let Jorah stick around? Like, is Tyrion's advocation of Jorah is going to work?
Yes, because Barrison's dead.
Okay.
I think if Barrison was still around, it'd be enough.
I see what you're saying. It's like, yeah, she's losing like advisors.
Yeah, she's like losing her circle.
Well. Anyways, get him out of here. DJ, I need you to do your line again. What did she say to George to Jorah?
I can't do it when you put me on a spot like that.
Get
You got to do it for me.
him out of here.
Yeah, there we go. James, go ahead. Get you one in there too.
Get him out of here.
It
You're
don't count. He's white. He could do it better than us. It doesn't count.
It sounded country. What do
Yeah, it did.
you?
The out of here part was very country.
Oh, man.
This certainly blew up in Cersei's face, didn't it?
Which that it all come back it all comes back around the first conversation she had with the guy.
Hypocrisy. Ooh wee. The
I
first.
wish I remembered the quotes from that first conversation that she was saying.
Well, first, though, Lady OG needs to go try to take care of this. And nothing's more fun than watching her talk to another old person. Except that this one, she's not very used to her lessers not cowering before her. Like, she did not really know how to handle this. Like, this is not a situation that she's in often, and you can tell where like somebody has something to say back that'll shut her up. Because he didn't even finish
Yeah.
the last statement. He just walked out.
And it's somebody who can't be bought and really doesn't care what she has to offer. Like,
Yeah. And you're threatening to take food away from innocent people? You're just gonna let people suffer because you're upset about your grandkids? That's crazy.
and he's like, you know, we come from the slums anyway. We used to eat, just drinking fucking water all day.
Do you
We
know,
used to know food.
right? Have you ever had a bowl of brown? Come on. Be for real. Like, and the fact that you, as like one of the wealthiest families in Westeros, are willing to let everyone suffer. Like, you're willing to watch the majority of the people in this country suffer because you're mad. That sounds familiar. I feel
Real
like I've
familiar.
been there before. Oh. Wow. Wow. Living in Westeros. Living in Westeros.
Oh, the humanities. Just sang us a song. I figured I equate it to the humanities.
What are his motives? Are they money? No. Power? No. I just want to serve the gods. That's cool.
False. False.
Okay, let's hear it.
This man is at the power. He has it all now. Like, they gave him all the power. Like, he's literally at the top.
But do you think that that's his intention? Like,
100%.
he's
100%.
you, do you think he doesn't actually believe any of this?
No, he does believe all of it. But he knows he has the power now. All right, let's see. All right, look. Is he not just proving points at this point? Next thing we know, like next episode, Olenna might be locked up for some crazy shit. Who knows?
I mean,
Do we lock Tommen up for being a bastard?
I was getting ready to say that.
But I mean, you could.
Is that coming next? Like this, he, I mean, he's just he, this is the slow path. Well, shit, not even slow path. The fast rise to the top.
He really just did, like, and he's still walking around with no shoes on. He didn't forget where he came from.
No, he ain't forget where he came from. And he's pissed off that they have all this. Like, why the fuck did Baylor build all this shit for us?
Rightfully so, like, and he did not build it for us. This is the equivalent of putting your name on the Bible and then selling it for $60. That's what this
Tweeting
set
a picture of yourself as the Pope.
Ooh, buddy.
Same thing.
Is Saturday Night Live was so funny when I was a kid. And like the government had like really no repercussions on my life at all. And so these were just funny jokes. And now it's like, yikes. Here we are. Anyway, the humanities. Holy texts. Not written by the gods, but okay, whatever. We will follow them to the letter. So now everybody's going to jail, girl. And I can't be bought. And there are more of us than there are of you. And as soon as all of us realize that, y'all are fucked.
And you know what you did? Y'all gave us weapons too.
You put us in charge.
You let us run this shit. But the little boy that could have stopped everything in the beginning is now depressed.
Yeah, because he lost his girlfriend.
I'm gonna go back to this, James. If only his granddad was here.
We wouldn't, yeah, we for sure would not be here. We
No, we
absolutely
wouldn't.
would not be here.
No. I think Ty was definitely more important to Tyrion at this point. In this
Listen,
on this side of the world.
even if Tyrion was the one who was here, we would not be here for sure. Like, Cersei would have tried this shit, but Tyrion would have been able to shut it down. Because
Well,
I'm.
Tyrion would have just had that man killed. Like, Bronn would have slit his throat by now.
There's that. But then also, like, it wouldn't even be like that because, like, we have found out 100% for sure Cersei is not her father's daughter. She's
Nah.
not as smart as she thinks she is. Whoopsie poopsies, girl.
Yeah, Cersei's the type of person, like, you think they're smart, and then she tells you the story about how she's funding a fucking African queen and sending the money because she thinks her sister's over there.
But she, because she tells Tommen about like all the losses that she's had. She's like, I just held them when they died. I was like, okay, so they obviously have lied about how Tywin died, because definitely they're not going to tell people he died on the.
No.
Absolutely not.
Why does she bring up Robert?
He was, because he's her father. Well, he's Tommen's father. Father. Yeah.
It's just weird to me. Like,
Of course she brought up your father. Like, I lost your father. He's like, I have to look like I care. I have to, obviously, I have to look like I didn't do it.
nah, I guess true.
Right? And then, like, finally, there's Joffrey, who actually did die in her arms. And who fucking cares? Fuck you, Joffrey. So she's had a bunch of loss, but don't worry. I'll go check on Marge. Don't you even worry about it. Mommy's got this.
She's gaining that trust back. Trying to gain that trust back.
Yeah. But before she goes to see Marge, we do get the co-conspirators together. They have been, and they're both in the same room admitting to killing a king.
Yeah.
Littlefinger looked real, real pissed. Like he looked real villainous when she said, like, if my house falls, I have nothing to lose. Do you think that's really what made him give her the gift?
No, I think he was going to do it anyways.
What's his benefit if he does it? Like, if he was going to do it anyway, what's his benefit of like, yeah, he's playing both sides, but like, how does he win? Like, who comes out a winner here? Because like,
Don't know.
yeah, do the Tyrells win? Do the Lannisters win? Does the High Sparrow win?
Yeah, I hope not.
High Sparrow might be up 3-1 right now, though,
It really is.
in a 7-game series. Like,
Yeah, because that gift did a lot of talking. A lot of talking. That's why you can't be out here fucking everybody, including your cousins, probably especially your cousins, probably most especially your brothers. And then under that is your cousins.
yeah.
And not just because they're going to tell on you, which Lancel has now done. So you're standing here. Like, first you go to see Marge and you're like, oh, this is awful. She really lays it on, but like, Marge has a point. She's like, you're really bad at like pretending to give a shit.
Yeah.
But honestly, was Cersei, like, did Cersei really care about convincing her that she was concerned?
Absolutely
And
not.
this is why, like, Cersei was very short-sighted in this. You don't double back. You don't kick a man when they're down. Like, because this is what you get. All you had to do was stay away. Like, you got what you wanted. Stay the fuck away. They would have never got you. But you just walk straight back. Like, you just walked yourself into a fucking cell.
Pretty much, because you could have stayed right where the fuck you were. Where, like, surrounded by guards who were not going to let these people in. But you went to him because you could not help yourself.
No, just had to rub it into Marjorie.
Precisely.
Just had to do it.
It's just, and then watching the way her face changes as she realizes what's going on, as he's like, I heard some interesting stories about you, sister. And then Lancel walks in. Ginge, what did you think of Cersei's arrest?
Get shit on.
In the worst way.
In the at like, oops. Like, what else do you say but whoops? Like, you real, this is like, this is people finding out, like fucking around and finding out in real time
Yeah.
that you are also the P, you are also the pores.
Like, and then to be that just cocky and not take anybody with you.
Not,
Because in her mind,
she's
this
one.
is my master plan. I've set all this up. I'm good. These are my people. They work for me. Nah, bitch. They don't work for you.
Like, yeah, we work for the gods.
He told you that. Cersei's been arrested. It's blown up in her face.
Wonderful.
Surprise.
Right?
She is
Who would have funked it?
Tywin told her, "You're not as smart as you think you are." Turns out, father knows best.
Oh. Now, were you absolutely shocked by this, James?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, because we even asked, like, as soon as we saw that Lancel was with them and what their goal was, it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, you did ask. You're like, how do they not know about? Yeah.
Who's next? Who are they getting next? Wait, they can't get Jamie. He's on a secret mission. Is Tommen next?
Could be.
And really, like, if you think about it, Tommen could be next because, like, who does he send other than himself at this point? It's like everybody in his camp is a prisoner or gone.
Right, and
Yeah.
who's left to advise him?
Yeah, like
Because, like, he just lost.
Meryn Trant's on a boat somewhere with old boy. Jamie's somewhere else.
The small council is what Pi left is
Yeah, Pycelle
Pysel,
and Qyburn.
and Frankenstein.
Yeah, Kevin's not here.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not about this shit. And we don't even know if the other Tyrell is even gonna come back from Braavos. So, like,
We don't even know if the other Tyrell made it to Braavos.
right. So who is even left to help this boy?
Ain't
He's
nobody.
his
He's on
own.
his own.
He got it.
Luck, buddy.
So how does he get his wife and mother and brother-in-law out of prison?
Go to war.
He's gonna that
That's what he said. He
And
said,
now, so you say go to war. Like, how does that help him or hurt him in the long run? Like, where he's gonna go to war in his own city. Like, how does that affect everything else that's going on?
nobody likes him anyways. He was at the streets and everybody was calling him bastard and you shouldn't be king and all that kind of stuff. So
Okay, but people love his queen. The people love Marjorie.
yeah, true. They
And
do.
again, like, her family is responsible, like, her family feeds them.
Still don't think it helps him out any. They'll
No, I
just be
don't
like,
think it helps.
yay, Marjorie.
Well, I think that if he were to go to war, like, which one of these other people that are vying for the throne, like, capitalize on that? Maybe he should go to war. Maybe that would be the thing that kicks Daenerys in the ass and gets her moving.
Yeah, and where she's finally like, you know what? Forget this son of the harpy fighting pit bullshit. I'm going to Westeros.
Like, 4 seasons too late, but, you know, finally get there.
Those dragons are bigger, right? Drogon looked pretty big flying over the ruins
Yeah.
of Valyria.
True, true.
Are they big enough to take over Westeros?
Ain't nobody in Westeros, like, they're big enough to beat Tommen. All you gotta do is deal with a 12-year-old.
You're right.
Like, who else? Ain't nobody else there with him.
Yeah.
The mountain's still under a sheet somewhere, unless we're gonna unleash him.
The head of his Kingsguard isn't even there. He's got nobody.
That kid is on his own.
Oh, man. And he's very, very impressionable. A very impressionable king with his wife locked up, his mother locked up, and the High Sparrow in charge. How does this go?
Boy.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll find out because that's it, though. That was Game of Thrones, Season 5, Episode 7, The Gift. Who are we pouring out for, TJ?
Aemon. 4-1 now for Maester Aemon.
Rest in peace, Maester Aemon. Too precious for this world.
He has left a single Targaryen on this earth. We got one left now.
Yep. Three dragons, one rider.
Wouldn't that have been some shit? No, you said that. What if we would have just saw Aemon hop on a damn dragon at some point in time in this series? Wouldn't that have been some shit? 100-year-old man.
It, Danny, you were too late. You
And
sure
then we
three seasons ago.
we scooped up what we poured out last week for Reek. We did scoop that back up. Put that back in the bottle.
Hung out the carpet and everything.
We made sure we got every last drop of that back.
Okay. Fine. All right, now for the quote segment. Stick it with a pointy end.
I'll go first. My first one is Maester Aemon. Get himself Gillyflower before it's too late. Please get himself. My next one comes from, let's see here. I didn't have many. Next one comes from Cersei to Marjorie, where she says, "Sleep well, sister." Thought that was a good touch. Because she didn't like herself being called sister, but you know. And then my last one is from Cersei. When she looks at old girl and says, "Look at my face. It's the last thing you'll see before you die." Cersei is still Cersei even when she's in prison.
How long is that gonna last, though? Know what happens to things that don't bend? Ginge?
My first one is from John to Alistair. As always, thank you for your honesty. Then my next one is from Sam. When he was talking about Maester Aemon, he was the blood of the dragon, but now his fire has gone out. And then my last one is also from Sam, where he says, "I say, get your hands off of her. I killed a White Walker. I killed a Thin. I'll take my chances with you."
Period. I didn't even write that one down because I was like, I know Jim's gonna have that one.
Yep.
All right. So, okay. So, my first one is from Davos. This isn't our time. Perhaps we should listen. And then Melisandre, sometimes sacrifices must be made to ensure victory. Danny, I am a queen, not a butcher. And then High Sparrow, especially like with what Stannis is doing, the people always do the dirty work. And then, of course, a lifetime of wealth and power has left you blind in one eye. You are the few, we are the many. And when the many stop fearing the few, ellipses. Oh, yeah, and the Margie. Lies come easily to you. Everyone knows that. But innocence, decency, concern, you're not very good at those, I'm afraid.
Not one bit.
Not at all. They clocked your tea, and now guess what? You're in here with me, bitch.
Let me tell y'all how fucked up my brain is. When you said we are the few, we are the many, like the next thing I thought was gonna come out your mouth is we are the men in black. Don't know why. No idea why.
And now this song stuck in my head. That
What a good song. All right, well,
Oh my God.
blind rankings.
No, I'll put this one at four.
All right.
And
But
I think if even if
there were a lower number available.
even if there were a lower number available, I probably still would have put it at four.
All right. High hopes for what comes next, I guess. Or, I mean, expectations couldn't be lower.
That's probably it.
Now, do you feel like this is gonna go top three when we do our redraft more?
507?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think so. I do. I think that the next three will go top three.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I do like this episode though. I think this episode's really good.
Best one in the season so far.
It is. There's a lot of stuff that comes back later. Like later in this finale, like later in the series. A lot of foreshadowing. Y'all know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I think and then I think James, once you watch the last three episodes of the season, you'll learn to enjoy season five a little better. You'll look back and be like, you know what? They might have had the top four episodes out of any season.
Like, I think it's a lot of connect the dots, but like you don't have the numbers yet. So like once it's all together and you see the puzzle all together, you'll be like, oh, okay. That
Makes
does
sense.
Okay. Well, I guess not. Anyway.
That's a hard man to please over there. God damn.
Yikes. What if I just made you some brownies? Then would you agree?
Yeah. I love brownies.
And there it is.
Oh, so brownies do it for you, but titties don't. Got
Yup.
it.
Yo, you put some peanut butter frosting on them things too? Woo.
On the brownies.
Yep.
Okay.
I
Right.
thought we were talking about something else.
Well, you can put peanut butter frosting in them too, huh?
Those will get you.
That
Those will get you.
is gonna do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening, and you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE everywhere. So on behalf of Jaime and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.